In my quarterly institutional presentation, I show a model of US GDP. This model of US GDP is based on the Chicago Fed National Activity Indicator. The Chicago Fed National Activity Indicator has been published every month since 2005. And it is one of the broadest indicators of activity in the US economy. As a matter of fact, it's regarded as more reliable than GDP data. Now, in this model, we attempt to show US GDP in the same way we look at our own Australian GDP. And that is, we calculate a number for year-on-year growth. And year-on-year growth is the level of GDP in this quarter divided by the level of GDP a year ago. What the Americans do, on the other hand, is they calculate the annualized growth rate of GDP within one quarter. But we find that by doing it the way we do, we can generate a model of year-on-year growth rate of US GDP, which explains 80% of quarterly variation, and that makes it one of the better models around. At the end of last year, in the fourth quarter, the number for the US was 2.9% annualized, but in fact, the number that we calculated in terms of year-on-year growth was lower than that. It was only 2.6% year-on-year. The number for the third quarter published by the Bureau of Economic Analysis of the US Department of Commerce was 3.2%, but our number was much more modest and suggested that year-on-year growth was only 2.3%. But this year, that position is reversed. Our year-on-year growth numbers are now stronger than the US numbers. Currently, estimates of growth for the first quarter are an annualized rate between 2 and 2.9%, but our model suggests that growth is, in year-on-year terms, will be about 3.6%. And conveniently, our model also provides a lead to GDP by an extra quarter, so that we think that next quarter, year-on-year growth rate of GDP will be 3.1%. Now, those numbers that our model calculates are the strongest since 2006. So what that's telling us that, in fact, the US economy is in pretty good shape. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about the relationship between US growth rates calculated by our model and what was happening in the stock market. We noted that and the Chicago Fed National Activity Indicator. Chicago Fed National Activity Indicator at zero, which is its long-term trend, is about the same as a year-on-year growth rate in the US economy of 2.5%. Now, in the last month, there was a positive number in March of plus 2.7% for the three-month moving average of the Chicago Fed, which is what we use in our model. And that tells us that the indicator was 0.27 of a standard error higher than the long-term trend. So we have above-trend growth in the US economy, and our model tells us that that's consistent with year-on-year growth, around about 3%. We've noted before that that growth rate, of course, tells us a fair bit about the growth rate of earnings in the US economy. If the economy is strong, then earnings will remain strong. And if earnings are strong, then it's very, very difficult to get the market falling into a bear market. So right now, the strength of US GDP tells us that growth in the US economy and the growth in earnings is enough to sustain the US stock market. But the Fed has told us that they want to slow the US economy down. And we think that by next year, the Fed, with further increases in interest rates, will be able to achieve that slowdown in the US economy. At that time, we might be getting lower growth numbers, a trend or lower, indicated by the Chicago Fed, and that might have a problem, present a problem for earnings in the US stock market. But right now, growth in the US economy is still very strong. Growth in the US earnings are still very strong, and the US stock market has time to run yet.